Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome back to Space Blood, dude. We've hit a bit of a rough patch over here behind the scenes, dude. I have this quality control issue where I keep putting out episodes that I'm not okay with. What are your opinions on these episodes, Ernie?
No. We put out episodes that you're okay with, and then until you go back and listen to it, then you're like, scrap it, I don't like it anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
we just gotta have you not looking back at them, dude.
Yeah. I don't know, but regardless, we had to cut last episode because I went on talking about Drake Bell, and I feel bad now because I actually found out that I think he took it at all holes already.
Is that really?
Yeah, I think that's what happened, dude. His dad said he was gay, though. From what I gather, his dad's like, no, dude, my son was just fucking that guy.
Dad didn't even cover for him. He just said no.
I don't know. From what I could tell, Drake and his dad don't have a good relationship. But regardless, dude, I looked at the court cases and the word sodomy was in there. Even if the charge was dismissed, it was discussed in discovery that Drake got fucked in the butt. And I feel bad then, you know. But also, sodomy is defined as oral sex as well. So hopefully he just caught one in the mouth and not in his butt.
If it was from the Dan Schneider guy, it'd probably be from the butt. He seems like a butt guy.
My whole beef was that Drake is like using this to he's really Terry Crews in this whole situation, dude. Like Terry Crews when he got like Me Too'd or whatever, the giant black guy already, Terry Crews.
No, yeah, I know Terry Crews. What happened? Okay.
He was a nobody background actor, and then he got his ass grabbed at a party by Adam Sandler's like agent friend, like some dude that's just in the business and somehow connected to Adam Sandler. Grabbed Terry Crews's 6'5" and that's what I'm saying. He's like 6'5" giant black dude and was so freaked out by this, and he really leaned into it. Now it worked for him, dude. Now he's like the host of like America's Got Talent or whatever. He like gets right. To do a bunch of shit. He used to just be a nobody. Now he rolls around in Versace suits with fucking like six people around him at all time. Like he has an entourage around him, you know, like his life has dramatically increased in quality since his butt got grabbed by some Jewish dude at a party.
I can't imagine him getting bothered by it. So what, he became that character in White Girls? Or was that before White Girls? Or after White Girls?
Saw White Girls, I don't know.
What? You of all white, people, I feel like should have
called White Chicks, I'm pretty
or
sure.
Or White Chicks, my bad. Yeah, White Chicks.
Yeah.
White Girls, that's even worse.
I've never watched the whole thing. No, I've never watched the whole thing. That's
really?
Yeah, no, I think it's racist, man.
Oh, yeah, you think it's racist.
I refuse to watch because of...
That's where you draw the line.
Whiteface? Yeah, dude, of whiteface? No, I just never watched it because, I don't know, maybe I'll sit down and watch it. Is it worth the watch?
I think so. I think it was funny for that time. I think it's funny now, but, like, it's humor from that time, so I would watch.
There, but I'll check it out if you say so, dude. But regardless... Yeah. What I'm saying is there's a quality control issue over here where I'm trying to give you guys the best shit, but I don't feel comfortable putting out shit. I don't know, dude. Some of it sucks. Some of it's good. I'm going to start putting them up on Patreon, dude, and fucking if you guys want to hear them, the throwaway episodes, along with uncensored versions of these episodes, because sometimes we have to cut shit out of these. So I feel like it'd be fun to... What do you think of that, Ernie? Of putting, like, uncensored, completely uncensored... So I think Patreon allows us to do that. I think we're allowed to maybe even do nudity to a certain extent. So if you want to show us that Mexican dick, dude, if you want to show us that churro, fool, you can.
The churro. It is a churro, dude.
Yeah, it's sweet, dude.
Salty.
Ew. Ew, dude.
And brown.
Ew, dude.
What?
The fuck? Sweet and salty. Ew, dude. Ew, man.
Don't tell me you've never had a churro either.
I just bit into my first churro 2 days ago in years, dude. First one I came across in probably a decade's time. Churros, they're not exactly throwing themselves at me, dude. I don't really come across churros too often. You even as a Mexican man, are you even coming across them in the wild?
In the wild, no, dude. The only place you'll get them is at the mall at like Cinnabon.
Yeah, see, if I go to the mall, I'm definitely not going there to get a churro, dude. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, you're getting a fucking sweet fucking Cinnabon.
Hold on, maybe a pretzel. They always got them good ass pretzels, dude.
I never got pretzels, dude. Pretzels are dry and fucking...
No, man, these ones is covered in butter from ass to fucking mouth, dog. These are some wet pretzels, dude. I think that's even the company is Wetzel's Pretzels, dude. I think that's even like the thing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or Auntie Anne's. One of them will do, dude. I mean, but they're the best believe, Ernie. Them things ain't coming dry. They're coming hot and wet, brother. Coming hot and wet right into you. Oh, man. Ernie, it melts in your mouth. Some say you don't even got to chew. You know, some people just let it dissolve, man.
That's the best kind.
Yeah, dude. It's like quality control, dude. Pretzel talk. Fucking. So I was thinking, though, man, we got to start to do some shit, dude, where when I listen back to these episodes, there's one thing that always stands out that I need, dude, that I'm like, that really hits me where I'm like, this show needs this. And it's for you to start flourishing as a comedian, dude.
Oh, no.
Ernie, we don't even know, dude. You could be a brilliant comedic mind locked within there, dude. And we need to get it out, man. I feel like you're afraid to take shots around me for fear that I'm going to rip on you. Which, yes, I'm probably going to rip on you if you fucking really flob on a joke, dude. If you really bomb on one bad, yes, I'm probably going to rip on you. But that's part of the game, dude. That's just a little encouragement to do better next time.
That's going to be a lot of ripping, bro. And it's not even the ripping that I'm afraid of. It's just my own fucking... I know how bad I've flopped in the past, dude. I know what it is.
You're going to take shots, man. Okay, if I don't rip on you, are you willing to take shots?
I'll take the shots even if you rip on me, but I'm not that quick yet.
Dude,
I'm just
it's not even about being quick, dude. It's just about we need to like find your niches, dude. Like what do you like, dude? Like what can we put in front of you that you could be like, I can fucking make fun of this.
Make fun of this. Fuck.
We're just a couple of nasty bitches making fun of things, dude. So what can you make fun of, man? I specialize in race and people with like learning disabilities, I suppose. I don't know.
Learning disabilities. My specialties, I guess, kind of race too, dude, because I'm from two races, so like I know
two worlds. What are your two races?
I'm from one race.
Jesus. Sorry, dude. It's crazy.
I'm from one race. I've lived among two races.
Are you
secretly
white? Are you hiding something from me? Because you say it so much. Can you? I really wish you would go through all the episodes and make a compilation of you wholeheartedly believing you're a white guy. It is the most absurd phenomenon that I can't. He's not joking. This is not a bit.
I'm really not. This isn't a bit.
Ernie, what the fuck is going on? Said that, and I thought you were going to be like, yeah, I'm actually Dominican and Mexican or something like that, dude. But you meant that you're a white guy. You can't become white simply by cohabitation. I mean, dude. You cannot become white. I was half worried that you were going to say you're Albanian because you lived with so many of them at one point, dude. I'm just worried that you're adopting these other identities. Like, what is going on?
I do that, dude. I kind of latch on to different identities. That's why I can't be a comedian, bro.
Why? Who says you can't be a comedian because of that, dude?
Well, I could, but like, yeah, you're going to get a mix of everything. That was my main point. You're going to get a mix of like race jokes, like white and Mexican races, and I don't know what else, like fucking
anime poured head tie. And really big into head tie, aren't you?
No, but it was interesting when I was first like finding out about like fucking when I was first getting into porn.
Oh yeah, what you?
I never got into it, but like when I fucking found out about porn,
you'd see the ads on the side, and you're like, yeah. Oh, look at Lois Griffin's tits, nice, dude.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that's different. That's kind of like
Marge Simpson just for some reason getting fucked by Bart while like Ned Flanders watches.
Yeah, that was weird. I never got into that, but
yeah, dude,
it piqued my interest. And well, some other comedic shit. I don't know. Probably like fucking. Making fun of, dude. That's the thing. I don't make fun of people.
You're a nice boy. I'll meet you halfway there, dude. You're a sweet boy, and I understand that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's going against your nature to want to do this, but like,
yeah,
you are also a nasty bitch, dude. I've heard you tear into people, dude. When Ernie gets worked up, dude, he gets worked up, dude. Ernie can become a nasty little bitch. Okay.
I could.
So, how do we tap into that, dude? I need to get a little bit of your dark side out, dude, is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, dude. This is what I said so many episodes ago. I said, I have a dark side, Willis, and you don't want to see it, but it might come out one day.
Dude, that is That is some anime kid shit to say, dude.
Bro, I am just an anime kid.
That is an anime kid getting bullied, dude. Just squares up with the bully like, I actually have a dark side. You don't want to make it come out. You won't like me when I'm angry. Yeah, you're fucking... Jesus, Ernie, what the fuck?
I told you, dude, I was a dork.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? That actually makes you cool nowadays, being a dork.
I've come to terms with it, and yeah, it is. Only because black people made it cool, but yeah.
You're right, dude. Is that what it was? I don't know if black people did it, or if it was... Yeah, was it black people? When did nerd culture become accepted? Was it...
It was when they started watching and openly talking about anime. What I think.
For a while down the hood, that's been going on. But dudes down the hood have always loved Dragon Ball. That's something that stands true. They all love Dragon Ball, dude. I'm sure they poured out all the 40s when Toriyama died, dude. When the creator of Dragon Ball died, they're just out there pouring 40s out for Toriyama, dude. A truly horny bro, just like all of them, dude. Fucking just truly just a hood horny bro Toriyama was, dude. R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Fucking, but I think we need to try to tap into what you got going on, man.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know how. Yeah. And I'm going to have to dream up different ways as we do these episodes to try to bring it out of you, dude. You know, we're going to try to fucking, by the end of this series of me trying to do this, of this experiment, dude, we might have you in a leather jacket, dude.
A leather jacket. I might have one in the basement, bro.
I was going to say, I feel like Mexicans hoard leather jackets. I don't know why I feel like that. And I have nothing to back that up, but I feel like every Mexican has just a closet full of fucking.
Yeah.
None of them are theirs. They're just all an assorted bunch of them, dude. Just fucking. You guys just kind of trade them off? Is that what goes on?
Well, the women wear leather jackets all the time. And then the guys, that's just kind of like, you got to figure out which friend group you can go in before you can wear it.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's not every, you got the ranchero guys, you got the cowboys. They're not going to let you wear it. But they'll let you wear boots.
How far do you think I'll get? If I went out, really got tan, and I just really stood firm that I was Mexican and hung out with you, dude, how far do you think I'd get?
You think I'd get pretty far.
I feel like I could, like, really embrace the character, dude.
Yeah, you got the mannerisms, you got the humor,
I'm going to go full method actor, dude. I'm going to come in fucking fully method. Like, I'm going to be like how Christian Bale became Batman, dude, or like Heath Ledger became the Joker, you know. I'm going to become the Mexican. Like, that will be me, dude.
You're going to come out crazy at the end of it.
I don't think so, dude. I think I don't know, it would be cool to become stuck Mexican, like that kid is stuck as Elvis. Which, by the way, dude, if you're going to get stuck, like, Joaquin Phoenix apparently got stuck as Johnny Cash for a little bit. At least that was a good movie, dude. That Elvis shit, I've not watched it. You watched it multiple times, Ernie. You said multiple times you watched it. I saw a clip because on Netflix it just like starts playing things, you know. It will start playing the fucking dude, the clip it played made me want to throw my fucking remote at the TV, dude. It was just, all right, I'm just gonna fucking play it out, dude. This is the Elvis movie, okay? It's Elvis and he's on stage and he's literally, this is not me exaggerating, you're gonna think I'm exaggerating, it's Elvis on stage going he's singing so low because he's nervous, right? He's clearly visibly nervous in front of this crowd. It's a pretty packed house, right? Of all these people that aren't there for him. And as he's doing that, and he's like, some dude yells out, get a haircut, you fairy. That's what some guy yells out. Get a haircut, you fairy.
Yeah,
dude, the narrator goes, and I assume the narrator is Tom Hanks. Is that who it is? Is Tom Hanks is like his manager?
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks' voice comes over and it's like, and that's the moment that I saw that boy turn into the man, Elvis Presley. And he's like, he got so angry, dude, from that dude saying that to him that he, for some reason, started humping the air. He's singing, now he's singing all clear. And he's humping the fucking air, dude. He's stroking the air.
Wiggling his hips.
Yeah. They do this shot of this girl who's so horny by him wiggling his hips, dude, that she starts to, like, you could see her creaming in her pants. And she can't, this visceral scream she can no longer contain that is bursting out of her fucking, might as well be bursting out of her loins, but it comes out of her mouth, dude. And she screams, and other girls go and start screaming. And it becomes this chain reaction of chicks screaming because he wiggled his hips. And Elvis turns around to his guitar, or turns around to his background band players, dude. And it's a bassist and the drummer. And he turns back to them and he says, what's going on out there? This is Elvis talking. What's going on out there? What do you guys think is going on? They're like, dude, they love the way you're wiggling your hips. Go out there and wiggle your hips some more. And he's like, oh, all right, I guess I'm going to wiggle my hips. Dude, yeah. Fuck you. Dude, fuck you. That didn't happen. That's not how that happened, dude. It's just not real. I hate the idea of, like, trying to quantify, like, something that was, like, gradually built over time that he worked into his routine into being like, one night some guy called him a fairy and he showed that fairy what's up. He showed that guy what's
up. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it's such a fucking...
I mean, girls did cream like that, though. Have you ever seen footage?
Yes, but it did not start as, like, one gradual creaming into, like, it was, like, contagious creaming. You know? God, what a name
it
for
that. It might have, dude. Once one girl goes, the rest of them will... They feel like it's...
You know nothing about women, dude. That's crazy to say, dude. It's a fucking wild thing. Do you think that's how they work? Well, actually, in your defense, their periods do sync up. I don't know if you know that about chicks. Do you know that when they work together, they hang out, or if they live together, whatever, their periods sync up? How fucking weird is that, dude? It's like they're teaming up against you.
Yeah, because then you got double the trouble on their time of the month.
God, it's gotta suck. Like, working a fucking office job and you know when it's coming. Like, you know, like,
chick
at your fucking office, dude. And then, like, having, like, a new female employee come in and you're like, oh, she's so nice during that week. And then she eventually joins the fucking, the coven. The coven of witches. Eventually she succumbs and joins the coven, dude. And fucking...
I always forget that... it sounds stupid, but I always forget that girls could be on their periods at any one time out in public. And... You could never know, apart from them being like bitches, right? But like,
just like the fucking
makes me wonder.
A leaking wound in public. Yeah. Yeah.
Throwback to what the episode we just did with the fucking.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's the last one they saw. Yeah. That's like two or three episodes ago to us, but to them, that's the last one they saw.
Yeah.
This is the follow up, dude. Fucking. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Ernie, that's also something that I made note of is that Ernie actually got pretty fucking nauseous while we were doing that last episode. And
I did.
My new goal for this show at some point is I'm going to make you throw up on camera. Now that I know that it's possible, the potential is there. Oh, I can. Oh, I'll get you to throw up one episode. That's going to be one that's going to be completely probably behind a paywall, dude. Is like, we're going to fucking, because it's going to be, we're going to go there. We're going to go there, girlfriend. dude. We haven't even hit the notes yet, dude. 17 minutes in. Damn, dude.
That's what you get from this show, guys. We don't even touch the notes. Especially Willis.
Oh, dude, I'm shitty now, dude. I'm fucking getting worse at this somehow. I, like, keep trying to get better, and I'm like, fuck, dude. I hear old podcasts I did. You're like, I was so carefree and happy, dude. I was just a carefree, happy soul, and then somehow, some way, I got beaten down, dude. Got beaten down, man. It's sad to listen to the old episodes. They're not even up, but, like, sometimes I'll put one on, dude, to fucking hear, you know, just to... Sounds crazy.
Just to reminisce.
Oh, well, no, just to, like, fucking go through it and see if fucking, like, there's anything I could bring back, you know? Like, any good ideas that I'd used and didn't finish on theirs. There's a ton of those, dude, a ton of things, but, man, regardless, dude, it's something we need to work on, and while we're working on that, I started to think, I was like, we need to start developing our individual on-air brands, dude. Like, we need, like, everyone else brands out, dude, and they have these characteristics and shit, dude. Like, what are our characteristics? What's our brand, Ernie? The fuck is our brand?
Well, that's the thing, dude. You say I'm so likable and shit, so like, and you say you're the unlikable one, so it's kind of like, you know, good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, but like, is that it? Is that as far as it goes? Because good cop, bad cop kind of only works in interrogations. Are we interrogating our audience, dude?
No, that is pretty intimidating.
I like the idea of a podcast just being a fucking hour-long interrogation where you're by the time you're done, dude, you're just happy it's over. I fucking dude, fucking. We might do one like that where I just scream at the audience for an hour long, dude. Someone will jerk off to that. Someone will come to that, dude, multiple times.
You just gotta fucking nag at them like their wife or girlfriend. They might like that. They'll want to turn it off, actually. But
yeah, dude, we'll get a response from it for sure, dude. Fucking. But yeah, our individual brands. You say that, but I feel like we need to like do something else, dude. Like. My buddy Chris is always saying that you should consider getting a face tattoo. I'm not exactly on board with that. What do you
think? Face tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, you were distracted by something in your room and you didn't really fucking think about it, dude. Reconsider. We're not going to get a face tattoo slapped on that beautiful face.
Tattoo is better than a neck tattoo, I feel like. It's a neck tattoo. Yeah.
Neck tattoo could be covered up by turtleneck, and turtlenecks are a sick look, dude. Winter time, dude, rocking a certain... Dude, turtlenecks are a sick look, dude. You're crazy. You ever see that fucking... What was it? Tupac, Suge Knight, and fucking Snoop Dogg in a photo, dude? That Death Row... Bring it up. Type in Death Row, Suge Knight, Tupac picture. It's a fit. Death it was Row. I don't know what cover it was. It was like the cover of Vibe magazine or something, dude.
Wait, Death Row, Suge Knight, what?
Suge Knight, Snoop Dogg, Tupac picture. And I'm going to show you, this whole reason is why I'm going to show you guys how hard turtlenecks can be, dude.
Well, if it's one thing if it's black guys, come on, dude. This is what I was going to say. Sure. Like, yeah, they look like...
Pull it off, dude. I'm going to turtlenecks full next winter, all turtlenecks from here on out, dude.
It's I got
over.
You.
It's over for you pussies. You'll never see my neck again.
Is it this one?
Yeah, but there's a bigger one. Was Dre always in that?
A bigger one?
Yeah, there's one... There's one where they're like, where it's like a full picture where you can actually see it. Yeah, it's the Vibe magazine. What I called that, didn't I? Did I say Vibe?
I think you did, yeah.
Oh, I'm such a fucking hip-hop beast, dude.
Vibe magazine, let's see it.
Man, them turtlenecks ain't that. Tupac's is pretty hard. The Tupac looks dope in a turtleneck, dude.
Oh, it's $325 on eBay.
Why did you turn wigger on that, dude? You said $325. What the hell was that, dude?
Did I say dollars? I didn't say dollars. I said dollars.
You said dollar bill, y'all. Fuck, Ernie.
Sorry, bro. That's my accent leaking through.
It's not 325. It's 325. Someone has it up as that, but there's no chance. And that guy's also only sold 49 things, so. Which I've sold more than that on eBay this week.
Live from Death Row Records.
Live from Death Row Records. What is there? A Nike on the inside of it? Oh, it's a magazine cover. I forgot. I was confused. All right, get rid of it, dude. We're working on our brand, dude. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not working on that. But we can take... As we work on our brand, we should always have in the back of our head that black people are cool and we should kind of take from them, you know? Like, we should try to be culture vultures at every single turn that we can. You know?
Right.
If the opportunity arises to do something cool that was discovered by black people, let's do it, dude. Let's fucking do it. If it fits us, hey, man.
Turn it back on them, right? Why don't we find something that's not cool to them?
Whoa, Ernie, what the hell, man?
I got something against it, bro. They made shit that I got made fun of in middle school, high school, cool. So now we're going to turn it back on them, dude.
Were people really making fun of you, though, dude?
Not really, but that's what people in general made fun of.
I don't think anyone made fun of you. I think you were just afraid to tell people about it because for fear of being made fun of, and you never actually got made fun of.
No, they were made fun of because I was actually I would hide myself with the people that made fun of the others.
Oh shit! So you're just doing what you naturally assimilated with me, dude. You're like a little parasite that leached onto my back, and you're like, I can watch him be a mean boy the whole time, and no one will ever know that he should be being a mean boy to me.
So yes.
Wow.
You figured it out, dude. You got it.
God, Ernie, that's good. It's a good strategy, dude. Keep your enemies closer, dude.
Keep your enemies closer.
Damn, dude, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
Masterful
work. What I've had to do.
Masterful work, dude. I'll say that. Makes me question our friendship, but masterful work, dude. Oh, man.
But, no, dude, so I'm serious about that. Find something that they like that is, like, cool to them, that is not cool to them now. That all the black kids are getting made fun of, and then fucking make it popular.
What can
so
we do?
That they've
hot dogs and popsicles. That's all we could really do.
Hot dogs, popsicles. Yeah, dude. It's hard because everything they do is cool. Fuck.
Yeah. What do they? What are black people? That's their whole thing. Is like they try so hard to be cool and not gay all the time. Literally, you're not allowed to be gay at all. Like the. So I mean, fuck. How do we do this, man? We'll come up with some ideas. I think we got to lean into just marketing you some more, dude. I think we should, like, really just lean into giving you your own full segments, letting you go out, dude, and do some crazy shit, man. Really getting people on board with Team Ernie.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm down. We got to do the my segments for that other project that we were.
Yeah, I know, but I need a lot of money for that other project. I've come to realize that I'm going to need at least $10,000 to make everything I want to happen. So,
oh, come on, dude. No, dude,
that's own thing. I'm gonna work on it on my own. Yeah, people
that have done great things have started with way less.
That's cool. I need a lot of shit. I need cameras. I need mics. I need the basic things, dude, that are going to make this work. I'm not asking for, like, other shit. That's just the basics, dude. Like, that's what any YouTuber puts into their channel. That's like a successful at it. It's just I don't want to get into this right now, Ernie. I'm trying to build my brand, dude. And you're over here tearing me down, bro. You're tearing me down. Is that your brand, dude? Your brand is the fuck. You're supposed to be building me up, dude.
I'm sorry. Could I say?
Is tearing me down. That might
not tearing you down, just tearing people down. You know what I almost got into, like a couple years ago, like during
COVID. I would support that, dude. You are a hater. I will say you are.
No, I'm not a hater. No, all right,
you
it might be a hater.
Are a fucking hater, dude.
Yes. Okay, look, it's hating disguised as advice. How about that? Look, that's what I wanted to get into. I wanted to get into, like, fucking, basically, back in like 2020, I got into real big into like self help and like fucking meditation and all that. I learned all of it.
What's real big? Like, how did this start?
How did it start? Yeah. Oh, like, well, for myself, really. Like, I wanted to get into it, but then, you know, I'm a little.
Normally, people are like drug addicts or like their life sucks before they want to get into that shit. What was the moment where you're like, I need to get into self help now?
Not to get too into it, but I felt like I needed it because I was not really going anywhere in my life. So I was,
reasonable.
So I was like,
reasonable. What kind of materials did you get? Did you buy books?
I read a lot of audiobooks. Yeah.
Is it reading? Do we say we read audiobooks?
Listen. Yeah.
No, I'm not challenging you. I just don't know the proper nomenclature for it, dude. I just don't know if that's what it is. Would it be listen? I think it's listen.
It's listen. Audiobook. Yeah. That's just my English is not. You know,
shut up.
Good,
you don't get to use that as an excuse forever, dude. You know English perfectly well, dude. You don't get to have no discernible accent and be like, sorry, my English isn't good. That only works for me not speaking English. Like, that's who that works for, dude. You don't get to say I'm a white guy and also I can't speak English. Like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
You don't understand, bro. I got two languages in my head. It confuses me sometimes. But you're right. I don't have an excuse. I should be 100% on both. Yeah, bro. So I did all that and then I got into it, but I'm a little more self-aware, I could say, than the next guy. So after I got out of it, I was like,
wow, what a high opinion this guy has of himself. Listen to him.
Yeah, there you go. It's already starting. Jeez. And so I was like, well, fuck it, man. I think I could probably, I feel like I've digested enough information that I could, you know, pass it on to other people that were in my position before. And fuck it, I'll fucking.
Did you start doing it, or is this you're saying?
No, I never did it.
Wait, this was something you considered. You wanted to do like a self help show,
not a show, but like it was in TikTok where like people were just giving like advice or whatever. Like,
oh, so this is like, recent. TikTok hasn't been around for that long.
It was 2 years ago. It was like or whatever after it was the first year after COVID, so 2021 or two or something like that.
In the lifespan of this show existing, when I did it with Keegan. Space Blood was
maybe, yeah. Yeah, not since we started, but
man,
yeah.
I wish, dude. I wish I would have stumbled across some early self-motivation content, dude, when I was doing it. Dude, that would have been... I say we do it. And that is what... because the... All right, I'll let you guys in on it a little bit. So I'm working on making, like, something real, like a real show that you could actually sink your teeth into, like a 20-minute run Showtime type of show, dude. Fucking... Not Showtime, the channel. I'm working on putting out a show, dude. And in one of the segments, fucking Ernie gives advice, but I'm kind of writing it for him. He's helping me, but like I'm kind of like, you know, it's kind of more or less a comedic spin on it. Where I feel like we could take this bit and just do it real, like just do a real version of it, where you're fucking really giving people earnest advice, dude, you know?
Yeah, but I. At the same time, like, once you brought it into real life, I was like...
It's not funny. It isn't funny. Like, that's the thing is, like, you know, there's no, if, like, you're giving earnest advice, nothing about it's funny except for me laughing at you being serious. Like,
that's the
only aspect that's funny is me being like, look at this dude being serious when it's what I asked you to do. It's stupid.
That's why I asked you when you first put the idea. I was like, do you want it to be serious? Because I could make it... I could go off of yours, or I could actually do it serious and do it my own way, but you'll probably laugh at it.
Yeah.
Which would still be funny.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I like the idea of you imparting wisdom onto people. I like you saying that you know more than other people. I like that. And I want you to fucking
That's where my hesitance
bless these
comes in, though.
losers with your knowledge, dude. I want you to fucking
I
bless
know.
these losers with your fucking insight, bro. Please.
My insight. That's where the imposter syndrome comes in, though. That's where I'm like, you know, I'd rather it be a comedy bit because I don't want to be found out that I actually don't know shit and I don't have any wisdom.
Nobody does, dude. The guys on Mythbusters didn't know what they were doing until season 5, I think, dude.
What?
Bro, look up. Well,
Dude.
they knew not, dude. One guy was like, he was working in like a Kmart or something, dude. Like they were just like too normal. Neither of them are scientists, dude. That's why they have all those helpers pretty much do everything.
What? The one guy sounds pretty smart. The
But
not the one with
neither
the
of them have
mustache.
any background in science whatsoever, dude. They
That's
literally,
insane.
they dude, it was just fake it till you make it the whole way.
They
Like,
must have been nerds because they talked about like sciencey shit all the time. They knew the
you can.
terminology.
Yeah, it's almost like a writer told them exactly what to say.
Oh fuck, dude, no. Don't do that to me. I loved Mythbusters growing up.
You could still love it. It's just they were fucking flying by the seat of their pants for the first few seasons. They had no idea what was going on, dude. Like they were
Well,
just
I
like,
looked up to them. I was like, these guys are like
okay, well, that's your first mistake, is looking up to the Mythbusters is crazy. All
As a
right.
kid, bro, what
You
do you
don't
think?
look up to the Mythbusters, dude. That's just fucking
They
wild,
were
bro.
out there fucking doing experiments, like fucking weird ass shit,
You
dude. That's like
looked up to BattleBots. You're like, I love the.
Yes, I did, bro. What's wrong with that?
Don't the cool ones ever win? He has a flamethrower. Why doesn't he win? Why does he keep getting beat by a fucking doorstop? A fucking doorstop keeps knocking him over, dude. This tiny little cheese wedge comes and flips the fucking thing over, dude. It's fucking nothing.
Yeah,
Wrong,
that's where I
dude.
lost it.
You probably did look up the BattleBots is fucking sweet, though, dude. It is something that every kid, when you first saw it, you were like, I want to do this. Then you learn how hard robots were, and you're like, fucking no.
No, yeah.
I'm coming back to playing video games, dude. This is crazy. Just,
Yeah.
dude, making a robot, though, would be cool if you were. There's like nerds like that that like. Other chicks are into that. Like, I feel like a chick would be into robot building and you could meet another nerd chick, and as you're coming. It's like band kids, you know? Like, band kids apparently get down with each other because they fucking, you know, they know each other. They're in their own group. Pretty much, if you get a crew, dude, no matter how dorky you are, you might start fucking at a certain age, dude. It's in your
That's what they
body.
always say, dude, about the band kids. Why do they always say the band kids are fucking all into each other like that?
Well, it started from American Pie, which the first American Pie movie. Do you know the reference? You're probably too young.
No.
So the redhead girl in American Pie, she fucking says she's a dork the whole movie, and she's like, just you know, trying to fucking get this kid's attention, get Jason Biggs' attention, the main character. And she's just telling them the whole movie. She's telling these shitty stories about her at band camp. They're just boring as hell. And it would always start with, and this one time at band camp, and she would just keep doing that throughout the movie. And then at one point, she just goes, and at one time at band camp, I stuck my flute up my pussy. And
Oh
fucking,
shit, she let it out.
yeah. And he was like, what? And like, fast forward 5 movies later, they have kids and everything. They get married, whatever. Like, you know, she's a horny, horny
Okay.
little band geek, dude. But fucking, so that's where the notion started. But I come to find out that that's real, dude. Like, I know kids are that in drama classes, things like that. Them kids get down, bro. If like
Yeah,
the.
I heard things about it too in high school. And I eventually found out that like one of the girls that was in drama or whatever, she was like a sexual deviant. Like she was like a, what do they
Oh.
call it? Not a deviant, a fucking an addict.
Nympho, a nymphomaniac.
Nympho. Yes, a nympho. She's like, oh
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
that girl's a nympho. It's like, of course.
Nice, dude. And being called a nympho in high school is pretty tough rap, dude. Just not even a slut, you're just a nympho. The
I
fuck,
feel like
dude?
that's scary for high school kids, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
As a high schooler, you're not everyone's doing that shit yet. I mean,
you had
I certainly
sluts.
didn't.
You probably still remember the sluts' names from your school, dude. The girls that fucked early, at least, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
name
do.
them, dude. I'm just kidding.
I
Are they
could name
still
like three,
around?
probably.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah.
You want to look up old
Elise,
sluts?
Alyssa,
Those are slut names, dude. Damn.
Antonia.
Todia?
Antonia.
Antonia is just a
Italian as hell.
slut little Dago princess, dude. Just fucking a little
They
slut.
go.
Just a little fucking whopper of a chick, dude. I'm sure she was fucking.
Yes.
I'm sure she had thick ass thighs, dude, and she loved giving dudes hand jobs.
Probably thick ass thighs, hand jobs. I couldn't confirm, but Probably.
Oh, man, we should have got... Ernie didn't have a very active sexual high school career, dude. I wish we could have got you out. Could have got you. You didn't have any sexual activeness in high school, right? None.
No, none. Zero.
How bad did you want a chick to touch your penis, dude?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Pretty fucking bad, dude.
Pretty fucking bad, yeah.
Pretty bad, dude. It's horny moves, dude, is what it is. It's in life, dude. Oh, shit. Sorry, my computer's dying. Hold on. Page there. All right, sorry, guys. I had to plug my computer in. What I was saying was horny moves I have on my notes, dude. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's a good segue. We start talking about being horny, I think, right? Something about horniness.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was a horny one in high school.
Dude, everyone was. Every boy was, yeah. Dude. You know, fucking... You a little bit more than the rest of us because you weren't really... You, I mean, you're probably fucking smacking that thing all the time, dude. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fucking depleting your churro of all of its brown sugar. Damn, dude. Fucking... So, yeah. I had this one thing. Okay, so where this all started, okay, is... Let me do this in order of what I got, dude, okay? Notes. Hard copy of notes, guys. You fucks with that?
That's crazy.
Sell these on eBay someday, dude. It's gonna be worth...
Hell yeah.
Millions, bro. It's gonna be worth millions, bro. When I fucking kill the president. No, I'm just kidding. I guess we should probably take that out. Can you joke about that? It was just first edgy thing I could think of, dude. I don't know if we could joke about that.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what president. If it's the guy who's gonna be president next, I'm sure we can get away with that joke. I'm sure they'll be okay with it.
I think so.
Once Daddy Trump comes back, dude, I think they're gonna be fucking okay with that one.
There's been worse things said.
Yeah, fucking. But my whole concept, I had this, so, exclamation points, dude. This is for the females. This is a message for the ladies, strictly, okay? Ladies, listen up, please. If a man is messaging you, and he sends you, okay, let me start this over, okay? All right, ladies, pay attention. Okay. If a straight man sends you an exclamation point, just, you know, at any, and for anything, it could be anything. He wants to fuck you, okay? He wants to have sex with you if he sends you an exclamation point. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around it. No guy has ever been that excited about anything, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. To send that fucking exclamation point. There are, of course, like I mentioned before, he has to be straight. You know, there are exceptions to this rule. You know, a gay man loves sending exclamation points, you know, or if it's a business transaction type of thing, that's acceptable, you know, because they'll customer service, they'll go over and like overboard with it. We're like, yeah, huh? And like,
yeah.
You know, if you're messaging customer service, expect a few of them. But if this is a guy, say it's most often it's going to be one of your boyfriend's friends. Okay. If one of your boyfriend's friends hits you with an exclamation point, just know that let your boyfriend know. Tell your boyfriend. Mm. Dude. Tell him he's hitting you with the EPs, dude. Let him know, dude. That's.
He's a little too excited.
I'm telling you, dude. To have such a fucking, oh man. It kills me, dude. To think about.
Is that from like being vulnerable? Like you're showing a little bit too much emotion. Like you're not afraid of showing emotion to the girl.
I don't know. It's just not a punctuation that should ever be accepted coming from a straight male. That's all I'm saying, dude. I'm just saying that, like, it makes me... extremely corny people sometimes do it, bro. Like, my man Brian. Sometimes my man Brian will hit me with a few of them. But it's also Brian just being, like, insincere. Like, you know, where he's like, yeah, dude, that rules! Or, like, you know, something like that. And fucking...
You're getting those, bro?
What? Oh, yeah, Brian will hit you with exclamation points. Yeah.
You're getting exclamation points, bro? Bro, if you're sending it to other guys, like, yeah, those are like acquaintances. Like, no, like whatever is below an acquaintance, dude, I feel like that's what you're sending to.
Yeah, no.
Like just cordial messaging between like,
oh, yeah, no, Brian
a stranger.
Hates me, dude. He hates me and I hate him. It's okay. It's our relationship.
God damn it, Brian. What the fuck?
It's okay, dude. I'm sure if you go through your texts right now, you'll find them. Go to the last time they asked you to hang out, dude, and like see what he said, dude. And I guarantee you your answer to whatever.
Shit.
If you said yeah, he's gonna be like sick fucking exclamation point.
Awesome.
There are exceptions, dude. There
can't
are
wait.
Exceptions. Yeah, can't wait, dude. There are exceptions to the rule, dude. But I'm telling you guys, if you see someone do it, and don't be the guy doing it. Know if you're sending one that you should stop yourself, dude. You should probably go jerk off and see if you still want to send that exclamation point afterwards, dude. Mm-hmm. Come back to it clear-minded, dude, before you send such nasty punctuation, dude. Such what it infers in my mind is that you want to just, you've already begun to strip them naked in your mind, dude, you sick fuck.
Yeah. You
nasty, nasty human being, dude. There's another one. The other one is that I find completely unacceptable coming from, like, your boys is, like, dude, you know you got a really good girl, right? Like, you know, don't ever let her go, bro. You know, don't ever let her go. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Why are you thinking about how good my girl is, dude? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck
Super
you.
Super shady.
And there could be some dude that's like, oh, but like, what about guys that genuinely... No guy has ever genuinely been friends with a female. It's never happened. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say. Again, with the exception of gay men, okay? Gay men excluded from this. No straight man has ever been friends with, and you can be like, I've had my straight friend for 11 years, and okay, wait, continue waiting. Wait till he gets too drunk one night, and he confesses his love to you that he's had, and he's been loving you from a distance this entire time, and all that. Dude, please, I promise you guys, think about if you're a guy listening to this, how many girls have you ever been friends with just to be friends with them? It's crazy. They're not that interesting. They're truly not that interesting. It's the same reason you don't listen to women podcasters. They're just not that goddamn interesting, okay?
Yeah.
Just fucking fuck, dude.
You got it right, dude. Just give him more time and they'll come around.
Oh, I love the idea that people take it so serious, dude. Like, they could take this shit so serious. But I'm clearly joking, kind of, but I'm not at all, really. You know, it's kind of
I'll tell you some information from my other world, my Mexican culture.
Ooh, your world, okay? Just your world, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, dude. They, friendship between boys and girls, men and women, is a little bit more common. Although that idea is probably still there.
You know
that, like,
common. You know what else is common? Overpopulating in the community, dude. You guys have too many babies. Why do you think all these babies are like, oh, you got me pregnant again, babe? And you'll never even check. You'll just be like, yeah, I did get my wife pregnant. Meanwhile, it was your fucking friend, dude, that got her pregnant. Just your homie that's been hanging around, dude. You don't know. Kids are calling him uncle and shit, and he knows.
Yeah.
He knows every time he looks at him, he's like, man, you're exactly my shade of brown. You know, every time.
That's how we just, that's how we decide, dude, is if it's the exact shade.
Yeah, but no, it's not acceptable, dude. It's not acceptable, dude. It's okay. It's so, like, if I started dating a girl, she was like, yeah, I have all these guy friends and shit, I'd be like, okay. And I would just let it play out. I wouldn't even say anything because I've seen it play out so many times. I'm just going to wait for it to play out. Don't mention it to them, guys. If you're listening, the advice is this is knowledge I'm giving you. Do not bestow this knowledge onto them. Women that are listening, keep it to yourselves. Do not go and bestow this knowledge onto your fellow female. If you're cool enough to be here, you're cool enough to keep a fucking secret, okay? What are you, some gabby bitch that needs to go out and spread every fucking cool fact that you hear? No, keep this one to yourself, dude. What is the point of having knowledge if you can't fucking keep a little bit for yourself, dude? And have the idiots on the outside, dude. Don't be that, dude. Be the cool. You're on the cool inner circle, dude.
The cool mysterious one.
You're in the inner circle, dude. The inner sanctum of a man's mind, dude. And don't get kicked out, because I'll find out. If you're snitching, I'll find out and IP block you from this podcast, dude. You'll never be able to hear these tips again. No snitching, dude. Fuck it. But, yeah. Did I hit everything there? Oh, horny moods.
I think you did.
No, I didn't hit everything, dude. Well, I asked Ernie. I was like, well, we should talk about, you know, our own horny moves that have happened. Mm-hmm. And as we said earlier, Ernie hasn't had a lot of horny. Ernie does, but he doesn't want to tell us about these horny moves he's had, dude. He doesn't want to tell us about. Look at him covering his mouth. Ernie, because you're not. You've done stupid shit over having a full nut sack. You have.
Yeah. Probably. I'd have to look really deep.
Have you ever like been a pussy brat, dude, and fucking like a little cum brat and fucking bitched because you couldn't fuck? Like, you ever been like, oh, come on, dude, tonight, let's do it tonight? You ever
fuck,
done that,
bro? I'm so unconfrontational. No, I'll just keep it to myself. Yeah, but I probably am like a bitch and I don't realize it.
Yeah, when you lost your virginity, she made the first move.
No, it was mutual.
Mutual?
Yeah, it was mutual. Yeah.
No, there's no mutual in the first move. Someone has to make the first move. There's no mutual about it. Someone has to make the first move.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I probably didn't make the first move.
It's okay. I'm not a first move guy either, dude. You would think I am, but I'm not, dude. Because, and I'll never be accused of rape because of that. Ever.
There you go. It's hard as a guy, dude. You, because especially once you, if you try to, if you put it out there and you get denied, that's so fucking disappointing. You're like, oh
that
shit.
That will crush you, dude. A chick turning you down is devastating, dude. It truly is. That shit will stick with you forever. That's so eventually you learn to stop taking swigs when instead of going up and swinging away at that fucking sweet ball coming right down the fucking pipe, dude. You gotta wait. You gotta fucking, chicks are fickle business, dude. But, and our horniness clouds our judgment so constantly, dude. So constantly our horniness is clouding our judgment. Which, like, when I was younger, I could think of a few times it got the best of me, dude. I actually wrote down a few of them, dude. I wrote down, what did I write down? Oh, this one's recent. In the grocery store, this one was okay, though, dude. This was just, like, a month ago. I was walking in the grocery store, and it was one of the first nice days, you know, and the sun came out. And some lady, she was probably, you know, like, early 50s or whatever, but she looked good, you know. She goes to the gym and shit, rich lady type of shit, you know, nice blonde lady. She's walking and she's dressed nice. Kitty is, you could see piece of areola. You see piece of areola. Like, she doesn't know it's completely out, you know. Maybe she did, but I don't think she did because it wasn't the same on both sides, you know. Which rules, dude. I'm like, yes, dude. I want to see it because there's the tan lines. I'm a sucker for some tan lines, dude. I love them.
Tan lines are good.
They're the best, dude. In my opinion, I fucking love them, dude. They are the best fucking thing in the world. So I did the horny move of, like, going out of my way to walk past her another three times in the store, dude.
Whoa. Like,
oh,
you
yeah, went... dude. I'm tripling around, baby. I'm going around here for just to walk back past her to see the tit again, dude. Fucking just, it was real.
Oh, shit.
And there's the move, too, where Big J Okerson... taught me this move listening to his pod, listening to his radio show. Big Joe Kristen said, and this is great, this is brilliant, that you can get caught staring, because if you do, you can, before you get caught, you don't want to get caught staring, but you can stare a lot and then eventually go up and be like, you know, your boobs out, and then you're the good guy as well for telling them that their boobs out.
Oh shit, I never thought of that.
Yes dude
fuck.
After you get your looks in, though, after you've stolen appropriate amount of Pokemon snaps from it, dude, just snap
Pokemon snaps.
Right into the snake, right into the spank bank, dude, right into your brain, fucking best cavity, dude. Yes, dude.
That's
fucking
smart.
So that was just that was my most recent horny moment, I'd say, dude. But I will say, a past one, I had to sneak, and this is partially fueled by cocaine. I was very into the cocaine at this time. But I started dating, not my last girlfriend, but the girlfriend before that. And I was, I'm 20 at this time. She's 18, she's 19, whatever she is, dude. I can't fucking remember, but she's 19. I go and she invites me over to her house, but it's late and she lives with her parents. And she's like, they're sleeping there and they're heavy sleepers.
Okay.
And it's not a big house, dude. I mean, it's a house, you know, but it's not giant, and her bedroom is right across the hallway from their bedroom. But her window is out on the street side, and it's floor level. I could just climb into her bedroom window. Mm-hmm. Looking back, what a slut that she's definitely ran this operation numerous times, because she gave me the full rundown the how to get in there. We're not even dating at this point, you know. Come to find out, she actually had a boyfriend at this time, dude, but fucking... Ooh. I snuck in there, dude. We started doing it, and this is purely because I'm horny and on coke, dude. I'm like... Which is a weird combination, dude. Coke, I could still be horny on. People always say, fucking, it takes it away for you. Nah, dude, I'm good. I'll be cool on coke, dude. I can keep an erection on some cocaine, dude, for sure.
Do you want it to be quick, though?
No, I enjoy my time. Enjoy my time, dude. But fucking, we're doing our thing, dude. And I am inside of her body, dude. I'm inside of her, and I hear her dad go up to go to the bathroom. Okay, he's getting up to go pee. He's a big guy. I was, and at this time, I'm 120 pounds, dude, 130 pounds, maybe. Like, I'm little, dude, fucking, just a little long-haired rat of a human being, dude, just fucking, unbeknownst to him, fucking his sweet daughter, right next to him, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking, on the other side of the wall, just inside of his daughter, dude, fucking, and he's a teacher and everything, dude, fucking, he would have been hated this. So, he's peeing, though, dude, and it's one of the most fucking glorious moments of my life, dude. As he's peeing, he just lets out a Just the loudest, like, middle of the night fart, dude. It just fucking, he goes, oh, when he was done farting.
Oh,
so,
bro.
He said, you know how hard it was the night, because she starts laughing, because she can be heard laughing, but I'm like, if you laugh too hard, your dad's going to come in here, is my thought, you know? So I'm like, covering her mouth and fucking, I'm trying to not laugh myself, because farts are hilarious, dude.
Yes.
Like, if you're, nothing's worse than being in a moment where you're not supposed to be, when you're supposed to be sneaky and someone does something hilarious, dude. But
that happens all the time when I go to the bathroom, bro.
What do you mean?
When I go into the stall, if I have to shit, I'll go in the stall. And the guys in the urinals, they're always doing that shit. They're always letting it out, and they're always groaning as they let out their fart as well. Like,
A good fart in the urinal does rule, dude. It is good.
But it's like, you know, there are other people there, dude. I don't know. I personally have never done it.
What are
you
supposed to do with that?
Fucking keep it to yourself, dude. Growing inside your head.
That, dude. How about you stop being a fucking chick, dude? Fuck that, Ernie. If a guy wants to fart in a bathroom, he's gonna fart in a bathroom, dude.
You could fart, that's fine. But when you're farting and groaning when there's someone next to you, bro, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah,
I am completely against this, dude. If you feel that fart was good enough to elicit a groan, fucking all for it, dude. Let it go. If you want to start stroking it, go ahead. I'm just kidding. Fuck. So good at turning. When you ever had a fart so good, you start jerking off right after, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, dude. And, one more horny moment I can think of that actually didn't result in me getting pussy right then, but I ended up taking the girl's virginity and dating her down the line. So it did pay off, okay? This did pay off, but right. we would party in the woods by my buddy Cheech's house, dude, and, one night we were done partying and we went back and something fell through where these girls didn't have a ride home now. And like, they lived in a different neighborhood in my town, but it's far away and we're all drunk. No one's driving them, you know, and fucking, they cannot come into my buddy Cheech's and sleep where there's like me and five of my buddies are all going to sleep it off in the basement, you know, and these girls were supposed to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, all five of my buddies go in there and sleep. I stayed out in the grass with these three girls, dude. Do you know how cold it gets in the middle of the even on a summer night, dude?
Yeah.
You know how fucking cold grass is, dude? It gets wet.
Yes.
It gets wet, and it's like, where is this moisture coming from? Why?
Mm-hmm.
What is happening? And I know it's called dew, but why does it exist? Why the fuck does it come out of nowhere, dude? And laying there, dude, like, I've contemplated everything, dude. Like, I was like, I thought about leaving them out there a few times to fucking just leave them. It's cold, man. But then I thought, but also complete gentleman move by me, dude. I won't say it's so much of a horny move as it was also just a gentlemanly move to not fucking, but I'm pretty sure I was probably trying to like point my boner at her the whole night to be like, you should rub this. You should. I probably was doing that. Probably like, oh, what about this? Like, you know, I'm out here playing fucking Survivor, man, to keep you guys comfortable, dude. Fucking it. Cheech threw out some blankets, I think, dude. He threw out like one blanket. All of them slept it off him because they knew they weren't gonna fuck out any of these girls.
Gave you one blanket. That was hopefully to get you in on that one.
No, he kept trying to get me to just come inside.
Okay.
He felt bad because I'm like literally in his backyard. Like, there is his backyard, and then there's like these hedges. Then his neighbor's hedges, and there's a space in between the two hedges, and that's where we were. Like, we were completely out of view, like in this little hedge hideaway, dude. Multiple times that me and that crew slept on the road, dude, just like walking it off from a party and having no going into a party and being like, we have no plan of getting home, let's just walk home 3 miles, dude, and then just sleeping it off during the walk. Like, fucking,
it's wild.
We were just scuzz balls, dude, just little dirt balls,
little wild scuzz balls, you were, yeah.
I'm telling you, you missed out on fucking just having fun as a kid, dude. I'm going to come out and we're going to have one of them weekends one time, dude.
I had my own fun.
Oh, you did, but we
I had my family-friendly fun, okay?
Okay, we're going to have some XXX-rated fun, dude. Fucking, we're going to get nasty with it, baby. You're going to come out here, dude, because you still owe me a trip out here, and we're going to go to Kennywood, dude. We're going to go to Kennywood and have a fucking blast, bro.
Kennywood would be cool.
Kennywood, I showed it on here before, right? Yeah, the local amusement park. Yeah, guys, Kennywood. Dude, we got to get the boys to go to Kennywood. Dude, I can ride rides again? Come on.
Yes. That should be an episode. Can we do a fucking behind the
Kennywood
scenes?
Kennywood podcast, dude?
Kennywood podcast, yeah.
We could do a Kennywood vlog type thing, yeah, if we had
Kennywood
people that cared about it. Yeah, if we can get people to start caring about this piece of shit show. If I can fucking keep it together for more than a day at a time, I wake up and I'm like, I'm motivated. Then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I hate life. And then, you know, it's such a fucking crapshoot of what I'm going to be. It sucks. It's a shitty existence, but yeah.
Hey, man, you're here. You're trying.
I am alive, dude. That is dope, right? Yeah. Shouldn't even be alive, dude. I am alive. I'm here. I have Ernie in my corner. I should stop bitching, dude. You know, I should just try to make the most of this opportunity, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, I should.
That's what you should be doing. And that was a sneak peek, guys, of Ernest with Ernie. What was the name that we decided on?
I think Ernest Ernesto works the best phonetically.
Ernest Ernesto. Yeah.
Anyway, I like that. I think it just works. It sounds the best coming off the tongue.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something we should work on, dude. I just want t-shirts with your face on them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just
I like it with my smile.
Yeah, dude. It's a million-dollar smile, dude. Yeah.
Or is it going to be, like, dark? Like, am I going to be serious? Because I'm giving advice.
I don't know, dude.
I got to give off.
Like, honestly, where my brain went is that we're going to start making your face on pillows, and we're going to do so chicks can have you in bed with them, and then we're going to also have your dildo made, dude, so chicks can fuck themselves with your dick to skill. You know there's kits where we could do that, right?
That's crazy. No, what the fuck? So you can get a mold of your dick?
Yep. It's just a mold. It only takes like an hour or something, dude. We can get a mold of your dildo, dude, of your exact penis.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Pretty rad, right?
What kind of world you living in, Willis?
I mean, that's just something I saw on a podcast once.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Luis J. Gomez did that. Fucking, yeah.
He actually did it?
Yeah, he did it, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, fun.
It's fun. It's a fun gag, dude. It's fun.
It's a cool gag to send out to your exes or something.
Nah, dude. That could be a harassment, dude. I think that might be that's borderline charge, brother. I think that might be assault. Fucking.
Not really, dude. You can get them in the mail, right? So it's like, oh,
well,
you ordered
this?
I know
you get away with it at least once, because I know you could send a dick pic to anyone once and not get in trouble for it. They have to warn you.
You're not going to let them know that it's yours.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, like you could send your dick to, like, anyone over age that you know.
Uh-huh.
And as long as they, like, don't give you a warning telling you not to do it again, you can keep sending dicks. Hypothetically.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's no charge until they're like, I don't want to see your dick, and then you send it again. Then that's the charge. But okay. If you send them your dick the first time, there's nothing illegal about that.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right. Good
so
to know.
So if you guys are listening, maybe just, like, pick a random number out the phone book, confirm their age, and send them your dick. You know?
Just to get, like, an opinion, right? An anonymous opinion?
Yeah. Everyone should be getting an anonymous insight on their dick, dude. You know, just fucking...
Mm-hmm.
That's what do they call that? A test group for, like, a show? You know, like,
yeah.
TV shows. They show it to a test group of people, dude, and fucking... A focus group, that's what they're called. You need a focus group on your dick, you know, pretty much. And if you can get it for free, man, focus groups cost a lot of money. If you can just send your dick out to a bunch of strangers and make your own sort of focus group, dude. And the focus is your penis. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that.
I want to do some experiments on mine.
Whoa. What do you mean?
Well, not like that, bro. Just some social experiments.
Nah, dude. Now we got to drive a Prince Albert right through your dickhead, dude. You're talking about experiments, dude. We got to get you a piercing, bro.
Fuck no, dude. You're gonna make me sick again.
That's how we're ending this episode. Bring up some Prince Alberts, Ernie.
Is that what that's called?
Yep, it's called a Prince Albert, dude. Type in Prince Albert piercings, click images, and be ready to censor some shit on the back end. And then I want an uncensored version too for Patreon.
I thought you were just referring to a person that's done it before.
No, there was a wrestler who had a bunch of piercings. His name was Prince Albert, though. They was on purpose. He was a bald guy with a bunch of piercings, and it was kind of like he looked like a penis. So they named him Prince Albert.
I already don't want to click on this shit, bro.
You got it, bro, and you got to bring it up, dude.
Oh, it's all fucking blurred out. Thank you, Google. All right, let's
turn off your safe search images, dude. Turn it off.
Let's go one by one, actually. This will help me. So I'll click on it. I'll click on one. View image. Oh, no,
but
that's
nothing. These are just rings. I can see through the picture. You can tell that all of them are just rings.
Okay, so what?
Type in Prince Albert in penis. That's awesome. I saw one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we got
turn
some
off the safe search, dude. Turn it off. We need to be overwhelmed by them.
No. I'm not
Let's
opening.
Let's go. All right, bring them up, dude. Let me get a... that was second one in. The second one and then the third one. I've never really seen them either, dude. I've seen a couple in porn, but this is crazy. Oh, man. The Wikipedia one is crazy.
Oh, bro, some of them aren't done right.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you, we got to type in infected one, dude. We got to find... Yes, we do, dude. We have to.
Oh, what is this one?
Guy? Look at this guy flaying out. Oh, a black one.
There's a black one.
I said, ew, a black one. It doesn't look like a black dick, dude. It looks like a white dick that got infected, doesn't it? It doesn't
even look like a Snickers bar.
Like, that's exactly how my dick looks, but just white, black. I don't know. It's weird.
Bro, you can't be doing that, dude. You can't... Why, bro?
Look at my man down here. He said one's not enough, dude.
He's got one underneath and on the head.
It's a smiley face, dude. Look at it. It's eyes. If you look to this side, it's a smiley face.
I see it. I see it. But I don't want
to
keep
Look at this guy showing you inside of his piercing over on the right there. All the way on the right, he's showing you just the hole.
Yeah, I see it. I see the hole. I see the hole. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Can we stop?
Just a little more. Just a little more, dude. I just want to make sure we got a little over an hour. Oh, look at the scarring on that fucker, dude. Go up a little bit. Where? Oh, look at my bro in the bondage. That's a tight look, dude. That's a sick All right, go up.
Oh, up?
Yep.
Is it scarage?
Yeah, right there on the right, second in from the right, next to that old historian guy. Look at the scar around that thing, dude.
Yeah, that thing's fucking pussing.
Oh, that thing was pussing hard, dude. All right, just a few more, Ernie, and we're good. Let's find a real handsome one, dude. None of these have looked handsome.
The guy's got it.
None of them have looked handsome.
It's just getting... No, there's isn't. There
I,
isn't...
I can't imagine it feels good on a female either, dude. You just get caught in there, you know?
Like, oh, fuck. The fuck
oh,
is
Oh, that's why we had to do the shaft impaleon. What is that? File shaft impaleon? That's a style of it? Ernie, what is that?
Ernie. I'm not making that one bigger, bro. I don't even want
to
look at
Make
that.
Make it bigger. We have to. That's how we had this, dude. I got to be able to analyze what's going on here, dude. All right.
Here. Oh,
guy's got a
God.
Hog, first
what
of all,
the fuck,
dude. That,
bro? I'm not looking at this.
Wow, he has a good dick. Why would you ruin your good dick by doing this, dude? And how do you pee? How do you pee, sir?
Oh, fuck. I mean, I guess that makes
Thankfully.
It easier. I don't fucking know, dude.
No, it doesn't, dude. Is it black in there, too? Do you see how it just gets black inside of there? What is that?
Yeah, dude. You gotta clean it. You gotta clean it all the time, bro. I had an eyebrow piercing, dude. That was not fun.
Oh, no. Who would do this to someone? If someone comes in and asks you for this, what the piercer made a couple hundred bucks at most?
Yeah,
there's gotta be specialty where, like, you gotta pay a lot to do this, dude. Like, there's gotta be.
Yeah, I feel like you gotta get a doctor to do that, dude. I'm not trusting no fucking... I don't care how professional of a piercer they are.
Yeah. All right, get rid of it, dude. That fucking... Oh, that guy doesn't...
I think I have a headache, Willis.
Yeah, we're trying to get you throw up one of these episodes, man. We're
yeah, gonna... yeah, that wasn't... that. I mean...
Fun bit.
That was good, but nothing like the free play.
Oh, but the things I got planned for you, you'll throw up. Dude, if you guys haven't noticed, my camera is significantly better. We've upgraded that type of shit, dude. I'd even say rivals, maybe even Ernie's right now. Dude, it's close. My lighting's a little bright, but... It's getting close. We're rocking a 1080 60 FPS now, ladies and gentlemen. So, I don't know. That's cool. That's fucking cool.
Very cool.
But, all right. It's that time, Ernie. It's the time we dig deep into that fucking noggin, dude. And we find out what did this episode mean to you, dude? What are your final thoughts?
I feel like we dug pretty deep in my noggin this episode. So, you guys got a good look. But, just be prepared. Be prepared for what's next, because... You might like it, you might not.
Again, dude, this is anime kid talk. Be prepared for what's next. You might not like what you've unlocked. What lies dormant inside this vessel might be too powerful for you to comprehend. Yeah, dude, that's straight anime talk, dude. Look at you, dude. You are anime school shooter. I love that. That's the face I wanted on a shirt, dude. Fuck
yeah.
Guys, thank you for... watching or listening, and like I said, go check out patreon.com/spaceblood, and I'm gonna put stuff on there. It's gonna be $1. You can watch us really fuck up and have shitty episodes, and also watch these ones uncensored. Sounds like a bargain, dude. $1 a month. What else costs $1 a month? And sure. Of that $1, we don't even get the full dollar, so it's just the minimum price I could set. So enjoy it. I don't know, dude. Fucking thanks. And we'll be back quite soon, dude. Maybe we'll try to get someone to come on with us. It's been too long. We need a guest, man. So bring someone in. I know Ernie's tired of listening to me fucking ramble. I'm sure the rest of you guys are. So we're gonna tag out, dude. I'm bringing Black's love the yap, dude. I'll bring in a Black and just sit back and let him take over, dude. Okay. Yeah, what's up, guys? Hit you with one more on the way out. Later.